Today on Press TV, thousands of anti-regime protesters hold a demonstration in Bahrain in solidarity with the detained journalist. The protesters call for the release of Hussein Hubail, who was arrested in August for attending pro-democracy protests. The Bahraini regime has been harshly cracking down on dissent since a popular uprising began in early 2011. Syrian television says the army has killed insurgent group on Nusra Front's chief in Latakia province. The militant has been identified as Abu Muhammad Ali Jolani. The al-Nusra Front has denied the report. The al-Qaeda-linked group is notorious for committing numerous atrocities in Syria, including summary executions of captured Syrian soldiers and civilians. At least 12 people have been killed in a new wave of attacks in Iraq. 9 bomb blasts in and around the northern city of Aqaba killed 7 people. A roadside bomb attack in Yusufia, south of the capital Baghdad, killed at least 4 others. And in Baghdad's Amaria area, gunmen killed a Justice Ministry employee. EU leaders say the fallout from the US spying scandal could harm the campaign against terrorism. They also said a lack of trust between the US and Europe could undermine cooperation in intelligence gathering. The remarks come in the wake of revelations that the US has eavesdropped on German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone. Lawyers for Guantanamo inmates urged US President Barack Obama to declassify details of their client's alleged torture by CIA interrogators. The lawyers say the classification of the U.S. rendition and interrogation program is suppressing evidence and the truth and will ultimately suppress any real justice. Pakistan once again urges the U.S. to end its drone strikes on the country's tribal areas. Pakistan's envoy to the U.N. said the drone attacks violate Islamabad's sovereignty. 2 U.N. investigators have also said the secrecy surrounding the U.S. airstrikes is the biggest obstacle to determining their impact on civilians. The chief U.S. negotiator in the talks on Iran's nuclear energy program has asked the Congress to put new sanctions against Tehran on hold. U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman said it's time for Congress to pause to see if talks with Iran can gain traction. An earthquake measuring 7.3 magnitude on the Richter scale has struck off Japan's east coast. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit an area southeast of Isinomaki in Miyagi Prefecture. Tsunami waves of up to 1 meter have also been reported following the quake. Fukushima nuclear plant workers have been ordered to evacuate the site. Those were latest here on Press TV.